Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is the Thanksgiving episode of Optimal Health Daily, episode 94. Eat whatever the hell you want on Thanksgiving by Steve Camp of nerdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Mollick.
Hey there, happy Thursday and a very happy Thanksgiving if you're here in the U.S. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read to you blogs just like an audiobook. I'm Dr. Neil, your personal narrator, every weekday. All right, the turkey's in the oven. We're preparing the sides as we speak here. My wife's got that handled. So I'm here to record in between the football games and making sure that turkey is done. Today, I'm going to be reading a post from Nerd Fitness. But before we get into it, if you want to show some thanks to this show, instead of asking for money, all we're asking on our 3 episodes today is to simply share them with someone you think would benefit from it. Maybe a family member, if you're having dinner with the family, or a friend, a coworker, or even a stranger if you like going up to random people. You can direct them to oldpodcast.com/listen to see instructions on how to listen, or even better is to show them on their smartphone. Keeping the shows growing is the best chance to keep them going, so we'd be super grateful if you could show someone else how to subscribe today. I'm expressing my gratitude and my thanks to you for listening. And if you wouldn't mind, show us some thanks by having someone sign up on our mailing list. That's it for the intro. Let's jump right into the content and start optimizing your life. Eat whatever the hell you want on Thanksgiving by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Today is Thanksgiving, the most gluttonous holiday in the history of the world. If you look anywhere on the internet today, you'll find article after article on how to avoid weight gain during the holiday season, what foods to eat, what foods not to eat, how to politely say no, and so on. Now, instead of regurgitating the same information that is presented more completely elsewhere, I'm going to tell you to eat whatever the hell you want on Thanksgiving. You want to treat gravy like a beverage? Fine. Want to go up for seconds, thirds, and fourths on the turkey? Go right ahead. That case of Bud Light in your fridge isn't going to drink itself either. Go right ahead and eat whatever you want, drink whatever you want, stay up too late, or pass out too early, and generally disregard your health this afternoon. You're probably wondering how this will help you lose weight. Here's the truth. It isn't. Well, at least not physiologically. You're still filling your body up with tons of calories. However, you're really not doing too much damage, and you're also taking care of something far more important, your sanity and your family. You deserve a break every once in a while. And you really can't destroy yourself in just one day, unless you decide to start hardlining lard into your veins. So live a little. After all, we only get one chance on this planet, and if you're not having fun with those you care most about, you're just wasting your time. Thanksgiving is a day to spend with your family and friends. The most important thing in life is to love and be loved. I want you to eat too much food with your parents, steal food off your niece's plate over at the kids' table, and drink beers with your buddies while watching the Lions lose another football game. Steve's praying for Calvin Johnson to score a buttload of points because he's on Steve's fantasy football team and he needs a big win this week. Okay, so let's say you take Steve's advice, which you probably will, and eat until you pass out in a food-induced coma today. Here are things you can do to make sure you don't completely derail your weight loss efforts. 1. Exercise before. This morning, Steve got up bright and early to run a 5K Thanksgiving race with his family. Now, Steve didn't want to run this race, not after his last experience in a 5K, but if his mom and dad are going to do it, he felt like he should too. After all, it's because of his blog that they're now suddenly inspired to run races and eat better, so he doesn't want them to stop. So why not burn a few hundred calories first thing in the morning and then feel a little less terrible about stuffing your face later on? Get up early, take your dog for a jog, take the kids for a walk, find a race in your town, which will probably benefit a really good cause, and get your blood pumping and calories burning. If you don't like running, put yourself through a quick bodyweight workout. Head down to your parents' basement, unless you already live down there, and try the Nerd Fitness Challenge. Bang out some squats, decline push-ups, pull-ups, or inverted bodyweight rows, and jumping jacks, and then go eat your turkey and mashed potatoes. If you're a skinny guy looking to bulk up, Thanksgiving is the greatest day of the year for you. Hit up the gym first thing in the morning, pump up those muscles, and then start stuffing your face. Pack on those pounds, son. Eat less after. Let's assume you plan on jamming pounds of turducken down your throat while hanging with your family. Then you're going to drink yourself into oblivion while playing Modern Warfare 2 with your friends or watching football with your family. Needless to say, you're going to create a huge calorie surplus in your system. Luckily, your metabolism is kind of a dumbass and can't really discern what's happening in the extreme short term. How do you use this to your advantage? Take it easy the next few days. According to Catherine Talmadge, dietitian and spokeswoman for the American Dietetic Association, if you immediately go back to healthy eating, those calories you ate on Thanksgiving really can just average out. On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, cram your system full of vegetables, fruits, and lean meats. Drink gallons of water, cut way back on the drinkable calories like juice, soda, and booze, cut out the processed carbs, and put yourself in a calorie deficit. Then things will even themselves out. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So after a day of overeating, get right back on the train. I realize there are pounds of leftovers in the fridge, and if you have parents like mine, they'll try to force feed you every second of the day. However, here you can choose to be picky. Go with the veggies, the turkey is fine. Stay away from the so-called bad stuff. Steve's Thanksgiving plans. What good would he be if he didn't practice what he preaches? Today, Steve plans on eating gravy-smothered turkey like it's his job, cramming his face full of everything else on the table, taking a nap on the couch while watching football, and then drinking some beers and playing pool in the basement with his dad and brother. After that, his old high school friends will probably end up coming over, and the beers and pool will continue. For Steve, this sounds like the perfect day. You just listened to the post titled, Eat Whatever the Hell You Want on Thanksgiving, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Do I, Dr. Neil, tend to overeat on Thanksgiving, or am I perfect? I am not perfect, and yes, I tend to overeat on Thanksgiving. but I still typically choose more carefully. I'll add a little bit of extra turkey, more cranberry sauce, less stuffing, less mashed potatoes, a smaller piece of pie, and yet I'm still satisfied. While Steve is absolutely right, that you need to live a little, and this holiday only comes around once a year, I love that he mentioned it's important to get right back on track as soon as you can. So if you are one of those that goes a little bit too far today, that's okay, just don't dwell on it. If you're able to go back to eating more normally tomorrow, watching your portions, eating balanced meals, you're probably going to be okay. So I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a wonderful day today. Enjoy the time with family and friends. And I wanted to thank you all for listening to this show, for being a part of our mailing list, for showing us your support. I'm so grateful to you all. So one more time, I must mention, if you enjoyed this podcast and want to show a little bit of support on this special day here in the U.S., you could contribute financially through oldpodcast.com. But what we'd really love is if you could tell someone about our shows. Again, you can send them to oldpodcast.com/listen or just subscribe them right on their phones. Now, don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A show where I'll be answering your questions. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits, provided that I survive today and I'm able to get out of bed.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.